The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt Cooper on the show today. Remote working and the lack of visibility and relationship building associated with it has had a significant impact on workers' opportunities for promotion. So has COVID killed career progression? Sinead Kieran, founder of Coaching by SMK, joins us now to discuss this. With more and more people now being encouraged to work from home, Sinead, and obviously with employers facilitating that, does it have a negative impact on career progression as we're being led to believe?
Hi Frank, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me on. Does it have a negative impact? I think it's definitely changed how things are perceived. And I think it's definitely, even more so now than ever, really putting the ownership of someone's career back into their hands.
But do you agree that if you're not, I mean, the argument will be that if you're not in the building, if you're not having these day-to-day, you know, interactions with your employer, that there is the potential that, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Is that something that could feature in discussions when it comes to promotions and things like that?
I think it's definitely playing on people's minds, and I think, you know, it is something that I'm hearing clients mention to me. But I think I'm also putting it back to them in the sense that just because you're not in the same building doesn't mean that you still can't have, you know, your video calls or your regular check-ins using a number of different platforms. But also, if we're doing a good job and we're doing what's asked of us and we're providing, you know, the work at the end of the day, you know, that also speaks for itself as well. So I think a lot of it comes down to having the confidence in, you know, we can still reach out to people, so it doesn't matter that you're not there. But it's also about, you know, taking this opportunity to really think about the work that we're doing and make sure that we're doing the best that we can do.
And that's key, isn't it? I mean, would you say people feel, anecdotally, people speaking through your sessions, would you say people feel that they are more productive at home or less because, I suppose, of the distractions that being at home brings?
Oh, I think definitely overall what I'm hearing from my clients is that they're absolutely more productive. I think, yes, there's absolutely, hands down, definitely challenges with managing, you know, life and home and children and families and things. But overall, I'm definitely hearing that, you know, they are more productive, and that for some, you know, they're not looking forward to getting back into that car to make the trip, to make that commute again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also hearing quite loudly is that they're really using this as an opportunity to think about, well, am I actually in the right career? Is this where I want to be? Do I want that next promotion? Is it for me? So I think there's a lot of kind of thought processing going on around, are they in the right space? And there's also a lot of thought processing going on in relation to, do they have the right skills? And there's a lot of upskilling going on.
That's very interesting. And another question I want to ask you is just in relation to this, you know, concept that it's not a one size fits all, is it? I mean, you know, one worker might be more productive and be happier working from home, and again, not having to engage in that daily commute, and potentially sees little or no distraction at home in comparison to an office, whereas somebody else might feel it very difficult to maintain the same productivity levels at home. And is that something that people need to be mindful of, and that employers also need to be mindful of, and that needs to be managed accordingly?
I think so. I think, yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, employers do need to be mindful of that. And I think there's a lot of work being done by employers to help that person who is struggling with the likes of resilience and sort of time management and boundaries. There's a lot of internal work being done around that to really help those workers that are struggling, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about, you know, things like Zoom conferences and all that, that there is still that type of interaction going on. But it is more difficult to build relationships when you're not seeing somebody every day, when you're not having the chats at the water cooler, when you're not sharing your lunch, or, you know, having a cup of coffee with somebody and catching up on the day to day, that kind of social element. What advice would you have for people that are maybe struggling, you know, in that aspect?
I think, you know, for the people that are kind of struggling with that, I think, you know, try and embrace the Zoom conversations, try and embrace the technology that you have, if it's all that's available to you right now. But also, if it is feasible to get back into the office for even a coffee or to meet someone for a walk or something, I think there's always a different way to approach it. So if you are struggling, I think really kind of challenge yourself to think about what element of it are you struggling with, and what other options do you have right now, given the situation that we're in? What can you do to make something better for you in your day?
Okay. And what would you say to people who, you know, are trying to juggle, you know, having kids at home and having nowhere for them to be looked after while they're working? All of a sudden, your workspace also becomes your home space. You know, some people might feel that they're at a bit of a disadvantage when it comes to junior team members who perhaps don't have children at home and don't have the same responsibilities at home while they're also working.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. But I think one thing that's definitely come out of COVID is that I think we're allowed to have lives. So, you know, the knock on the door or a child jumping onto your seat now during a conference call is much more acceptable now than maybe it would have been. But again, I think for those people that are really struggling with that balance and with that sort of how do I manage everything and how do I manage the fact that my home is now my office, is now my creche, and that's something I'm definitely hearing from clients. I think it comes back to, again, there's a lot of support being provided by employers, such as your time management, your boundaries, you know, how to be productive, you know, internal sort of how to set your own motivational clocks. There's loads of different things going on. So try and just, if you can, just set aside that little bit of time and see what it is that you can do a little bit differently, you know, today, tomorrow, short little bites. How can you make something better for you in your day?
We've had a text into 0874100102 from I won't name the individual, but this person says that he was set for a promotion before lockdown and he was forced to work from home, and that since things have got, you know, some semblance of normality has returned to the workplace, it seems to have been taken off the table. Should this person approach his boss, or, you know, what would you advise that person to do in that situation?
I think sadly in some cases it is promotion, so the job openings have been just set aside for a period of time. But obviously it's great news today that we're hearing that Amazon are also going to announce another 1,000 jobs in Ireland. So I think there's definitely movement, but for some, yes, that movement is a little bit stagnant. What I would say to him is absolutely talk to his boss, you know, ask him, you know, when does he foresee this position coming back on the table? Also use the opportunity to look at where he is now from a skills and opportunity point of view, and is there any gaps that he could address in this time. So use it as a time to really reflect on where he is in his career, where is he in relation to the competencies of the role, and what can he do to fill any gaps that he might have. But what can he do to put himself in the best possible position to make sure that when that job opening does open up again, that he is at the top of his game. I think the day of, well, you've been here for X amount of time, and sure, you know, we all know that Johnny's a great worker is gone. It's really about making sure that we have the skills to progress. Our career is in our own hands. It's our responsibility.
Okay. Sinead Kieran, founder of Coaching by SMK, with some very solid advice there. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.